We're going to head to Mount Pleasant and be joined by Chippewas head coach Jim Ackling. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks.
Well, thank you for joining us, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon in Kalamazoo, and when you got back to your office and looked at the film, talk about the performance by your Chippewas.
Well, there's a lot of things that need to be cleaned up, obviously, not to take anything away from our opponent, who really took it to us. I thought they physically, dominated us in a lot of areas, and yet we keep growing as a program, and we got to learn from it and get ready for a huge another in-state rivalry game. I mean, one that means a ton to us, and a very, very good Eastern Michigan team. What Chris has done there is simply short of amazing. And I've had an opportunity to listen to him speak at a couple of clinics. His passion and his players play with it, man. It's impressive to see. So, we've got to pick ourselves up and put a good plan together to go again in another in-state rivalry game.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, in the contest against the Broncos, down 24-0, and just the resiliency of your Chippewas fighting back late in the fourth and putting 15 points on the board, that's got to be a positive you draw from that game, isn't it?
We've got to capitalize. We've moved the ball pretty decent the last couple weeks, kind of between the 20s, and we've got to be able to, get some third and short, fourth and shorts, for our team to stay on the field, keep our defense off the field, and we weren't able to do that. So, but at the same time, where there might have been some quit in the past, I certainly didn't see that with our guys.
Let's go to the next question for Coach McElwain.
You have a question from Evan Pitzfold at Central Michigan Life.
What's up, Evan?
How's it going, Jim?
Good, bud.
Kind of taking a look at, I know after the game you kind of said that, you wanted it to hurt. You wanted them to kind of feel, and by them I mean the players, to kind of feel the hurt of the loss.
What was the heaven by all of us? I'm telling you, it was miserable. I'm still miserable. And I guess
what was the bus ride back like, and what was the reaction like, getting a chance to look at film? And I guess, how did those players respond in that moment, if that makes sense?
Well, for the first time, I didn't hear peep on the bus on the way home. And, that maybe said something, I just feel horrible that, we weren't able to come out on top in a game that means so much to so many. And, we've got a long season to go. Very rarely do you play, back-to-back rivalry games like this, and we've got to come home to our stadium and get ourselves ready to go against a team that's really playing well.
Well, I think, too, what you just said, makes a lot of sense in the fact that you can't change the past, but you can change the future, and you can work on things. Is it almost a perfect opportunity, knowing that you have another in-state rivalry, to almost kind of, rewrite the page, if that makes sense, and try to take that and use it as motivation for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think that's that's a really good point. And, it'll be interesting. I've seen our team, like I've said from the start, and I really like these guys. The 63 guys that were on that bus with us have really invested in this program, and as a lot of guys have. And yet, learning how to win and what it takes is something we've got to continue to work on. And we can't shoot ourselves, obviously, given, 40 yards up and jumping off sides, penalties. You aren't going to beat anybody doing that. And yet at the same time, let's learn from it.
But I think the other thing, too, and it's allow me to explain the question. You know, looking at the fact that last year, I mean, Central Michigan was at the bottom of not only the Mid-American Conference, but all of college football. And now, I mean, you know, able to get wins, get a win against Akron, able to hang against Miami. We're able to at least move the ball against Western Michigan, unlike last year. Where's the state of the program at right now, knowing that, you know, they're not at the bottom anymore, but at the same time, is it like seeming like you guys are kind of trying to scratch the surface of trying to become known as a good or a great Mid-American Conference team, or is there still a long way to go?
Yeah, you know, I think our biggest piece is, you know, I think our guys have got over kind of some of the, you know, the all about me, you know, maybe things that go on. I really see a bunch of guys who, you know, are learning how to play hard, which is a good thing. And yet now we've got to learn how to play hard, smart, and figure out how to score when we need to. Right. Those are all, you know, kind of growing pains, so to say. And yet there's always things we can build on. It's never as bad as you think and never as good as you think. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they arrive in the building today. And, you know, it's my responsibility to get us back and get us ready to play again against a really good team.
Awesome, Jim. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Ed.
Jim, quarterback David Moore, 33 of 48 passing, 330 yards with a touchdown and two picks. What can a young quarterback learn from a rivalry game like that on the road?
Well, you know, first of all, don't throw late over the middle. You know, that first interception was, you know, not something that, you know, you need to throw, and yet, you know, he'll learn again. He'll learn from that. You know, I think, you know, the second one, he's trying to probably make too much happen in the RPO game. And you know, as Reed said, give. You know, those are the discipline things you need to play with at that position. And yet he showed a lot of courage. He stood in there. He threw some, you know, threw some inside seam darts that were pretty darn good. But with that, we need all the guys around him to, you know, pick up our level of play as well. So we've got a long ways to go.
Well, Jim, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan. We want to wish you the best of luck next Saturday, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim. For Central Michigan, coming off the 31-15 loss to Western Michigan, in that contest, quarterback David Moore, again, 33 of 48 passing for 330 yards with one touchdown and two interceptions in that contest. For Central Michigan, they will be hosting Eastern Michigan this coming Saturday, October 5th, that game at 3 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.